Welcome to episode 13 of the Making Paper podcast show. Is that good for an ASMR voice now? Medium? Is that all right? Yeah. Guys, my name is Man Amid. Welcome to the beautiful Ocean Ridge Studios in Toronto, Canada. Today we're talking about making paper. It's not the money. We're talking about the actual paper industry. How many paper industry podcasts have you heard to or shows have you tuned into? Probably not that many. So we're trying to make a cool. We are an essential business. We are an essential industry. Paper has been being used for thousands and thousands of years. Yet, it almost gets overlooked. It almost gets overlooked for metal and lithium and all the other cool stuff happening with batteries. And we forget about it. Paper, tried and tested. You know, books have been around for like a thousand of years. It's just reliable, you know? Paper is like LeBron James. Okay? It's like the GOAT. It's the GOAT. It's just like he's so reliable that when LeBron gets like 27 points, 8 rebounds, and like 9 assists, maybe like a couple steals, you know, his plus minus is like 20 over his other guy. It just, whatever. It's just another game. LeBron needs to get like 60 points for people's like pulse to go up. 28 points is like, it's just LeBron, whatever. So like, but if like a random player, like, I don't know, like a random new player who's like a rookie gets 28 points, wow, he's amazing. He's going to be, this is an all-star caliber performance. He did an amazing job. Like, if LeBron does an all-star caliber performance, it's just like, so what? Like, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to. But anybody else does it? Wow, he's amazing. Wow, stunning. Give him $200 million contract, you know? That's paper, you know? It's been working really well for the last thousands of years. Have you ever had an issue with your like office printer paper? Have you ever like read a book and be like, wow, this paper is just so bad. Like, wow. Have you ever complained about paper? Have you ever opened an Amazon package or like a toothpaste or soap box and be like, wow, this paper is terrible. How often do you complain about paper? Think about it. It's the GOAT. It's the GOAT of materials, you know? And it's so well done and it's been so refined over so many years that we take it for granted, but it's an essential business. It's very important and it's all around us. And this podcast is meant to put some light on that, you know, on that material and just show that this is an important thing we're doing. And the goal is that, look, at Ocean Ridge, what we're trying to do is we try to repurpose and find creative solutions to paper that would have been landfill bound. Primarily, that's what we do. I mean, we work with new paper as well, but primarily that's what we do, and that's why we're so passionate about it, because there's so much material out there. You know, you have your Amazon boxes, paper that you're using for your office that is being thrown landfills that you want to find a better use case for. So today, I want to talk about Amazon boxes. So pretty much all cardboard is, and you might not know this, is 3-4 layers of paper put together. So it's made from these three layers. So there's a top layer, bottom layer, and there's a middle fluting layer. And the middle layer is in zigzags, right? Curved. And then you put the two layers on top, sandwiches it. And that middle layer is what gives it its strength. And sometimes you can even have another layer. It's like a cake. You can layer a cake. And the more layers you add, the more stiffer, the more stronger it gets, the more like strength it has. And that's how you have cardboard, right? And you have this material that is pretty much 3 pieces of paper. So the next time you use this Amazon box, you shouldn't be like, oh, this is cardboard and paper is different. And, you know, office paper, it can be recycled and this can, because this is actually more paper. You know, it's more fiber. It's like 3 pieces of paper. And then if you have a thicker box, it's even more, right? It's all coming from the same place, guys. You know, paper can be converted into different sizes, different shapes, different colors. They can make it bleached, which means they can make it white. They can make it brown. And keep it natural. Natural means it comes out as brown, like trees are brown. So naturally, wood fibers are brown, paper is brown, and they can make it white, you can bleach it. They can add color to it, you know, make it like into pink and blue and red and do whatever they want. Make it fancy to make your wedding cards and gift cards. But the point stands that all the fiber inside is coming from trees. That fiber, it can go back and create new paper. And that's beautiful, guys. That's a beautiful thing and something we gotta keep in mind. So I think it's something people don't know about. I feel especially coming from cardboard boxes, it's something that people do not know about, that cardboard boxes are just multiple layers of paper. 44 million newspapers are thrown out every single day in the United States. Imagine if that paper was put in the blue bin, in the recycling bin, you would save thousands of trees. Thousands of trees would be saved because that paper can be converted into new fiber. That's huge. So we got to think about paper as a renewable resource. Stop worrying about using it. Actually, use it freely as long as you put it in a recycling program. Otherwise, then you're being wasteful. Anyways, guys, that was episode 12 of the Making Paper podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the next one.